Hello everybody, welcome back to the channel called Solopreneur. If this is the first time listening to my podcast, I request you to listen to the other episodes too. My podcast is available on various platforms such as Spotify, Anchor, Apple and so on. All the link will be given under the description. Right away, let's get into the very interesting topic called the secret to lifelong happiness. I want to start this episode with a small story. Me and my dad were walking one fine evening in the terrace. I was like 8 to 9 years of age. So suddenly he asked me this question: what's your dream in your life? Or what is your goal in your life? I just gave a pause for about 2 minutes and I answered him, I want to be happy. That's my goal. He just looked at me with a sarcastic smile and he says, are you happy right now? I took a pause for about 2 minutes and I just nodded my head. He says, when you would be happy? I told him without any gap, I told him if I got first rank, okay, in my 8th grade, so I would be happy. So that's my goal. So he explained me, happiness is a state of mind in which you are right now. I didn't understand. I'm not getting you, Papa. Can you please elaborate me? He says, happiness always comes from inside. If you don't find happiness within you, you won't find happiness external. That is for sure. And he gave me this example. Okay, so you don't feel happy within you. So you go for party, you go out, you take a break, you do whatever you wanted to do to be happy. But still, everyone in the party would be enjoying. But still, you would listen all the songs, you would have that energy, you would have that all kinds of energy, but still you won't be happy because you're not happy inside. So how you would expect yourself to be happy externally? And he says this one, he wanted to give me a related example, a practical example. And he says, would you think rich persons are happy or poor persons are happy? I said, obviously rich persons would be so happy, Papa. He says, no. Would you think a person who doesn't have even a single meal to eat at night, that person is not happy? And a person who has luxury bungalow, car, everything he would be having, then he's happy? Would you think he's happy or he's happy? I said, rich person who is having all bungalow, all luxuries, he would be happy. He says, no. No matter a person don't have even a single meal to eat, no matter he won't even have a shelter to go and stay, but still he would be happy. He would be enjoying the process of his life. And the person who is living in a luxury bungalow, he has everything, all servants, all cook, everything he has, but still he would be suffering with some anxiety or something. He would not be happy. These examples really take me, I mean, I was deeply into thinking. And he says, there is no rules for happiness, Papa. There is no rules for happiness, baby, because, if you think that there is a rule, you know, we always keep some rules. Even I used to keep some rules. If I attained first rank or if I bought this car, I would be happy. So it is all like rules. Right? So if I succeed in this business, then I would be happy. Every time we would have some, the expectations or the rules for being happy. You know what? If you got the first rank, you would be happy. Yes, you would be happy for 1 week. Okay, let's say that will be prolonged for 1 week to 1 month. Okay? Do you find still you would be happy? No. Again, you just wanted to, there's some other thing would be going in your mind. Okay, after getting your first rank, again you would aim for second thing. What it would be choosing a very good institution, very good university, the top university you would be aiming for. Then you will say, after I attend this university, I would be happy. So the process of keeping the rules for happiness, that is not at all being happy. And he explains me this one: instead of achieving to be happy, we need to happily achieve it. There is a difference. Please listen this carefully. Instead of achieving to be happy, okay, we need to happily achieve. He says, you need to enjoy the process of learning. You need to enjoy the process of, you know, if you wanted to get the first rank. So enjoy the process of learning. Enjoy the process of doing your homework. So that is where you find the happiness. It is not only achieving first rank is not the happiness. The process, the work you do, that is the true happiness instead of that goal, he says to me. And that answer really struck in my head. I didn't understand what he said when I was 8 or 9 years of age, but I remember right now what the message he had told me. So I just wanted to give my personal example is that I do this podcast. Okay, so every time I do this podcast, so when there is a day where I feel really exhausted to do this podcast, instead of getting excited. Okay, instead of getting excited, yeah, today I have to do this podcast, I'm so happy. Instead of this kind of emotion, when I feel, oh my God, I have to do this podcast, man. Oh, okay, where I feel exhausted, that is the day I want to quit this podcast because I'm not enjoying the work what I'm doing. If I don't enjoy the process of doing my work, it is waste of time putting out my content and reaching to the audience. It is totally waste. So as long as you enjoy yourself, whatever you do from inside, rest would be taken care of. Rest would be taken care of the others and you would be happy forever. Okay, so this is the mindset you have to get into yourself. Okay, communicate your mind to be happy within you. Then you can find happiness externally. So please note this one. Instead of achieving to be happy, we need to happily achieve in our life. Thank you so much for listening. I'll come up with a new episode. Goodbye. Take care.